Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Porter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball towards left. Ward settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ward. Ogilvie moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Castano moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatcher tags and scores. Castano tags and moves to third. Ward tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Brewers. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Castano scores. Ward scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Bush reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Jim Slayton now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 4, Twins, 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards, who is chasing the ball. Brunansky reaches third base with a triple. Bush goes all the way around to score. It's 7-to-4, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-to-4, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Castano hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brad Havens now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Mickey Hatcher now playing left field. Tom Brunansky now playing right field. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Edwards scores. Molitor moves to third. It's 8-5, Twins. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-6, Twins. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 8, Twins, 8. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kuntz. Romero reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Twins 8. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Molitor trying to get to home. Hatcher throws the ball into Laudner who tags Molitor, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 9-8, Brewers. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has two sacrifice flies. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-8, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie who is chasing the ball. Gaetti reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti tags and scores. One out. It's 11-9, Brewers. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brunansky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Ron Davis now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to third. Simmons moves to second. It's 13-9, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Twins 9. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ladd fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Twins 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the Twins 9. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bush strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 9. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.